With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. 56% of job seekers say their biggest challenge is finding a job that matches their qualifications, according to an Express Employment Professionals Harris Poll survey. The job search can be a lonely process, but Express Employment Professionals can be your one connection to finding a job that fits. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people find work through their local Express office. Find the location near you at expresspros.com. With no fees for job seekers, visit expresspros.com.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Hobo.
Phoenix has taken the lead, Ed, TJ, rising from the ashes. Phoenix has taken the lead over Dallas 47-46 with about 47 seconds left to go in the first half. See what I did there? It's 47's wild. It has been a slog fest of a first half for both teams, but Phoenix now starting to feel it a little bit. And this is one of those games where halftime can't come soon enough for the Mavericks, right? Chris Paul just hits a big three. Now they're up by four. And Dallas, who would controlled the game throughout, they controlled Phoenix, didn't let them go crazy on the scoreboard. Now this is a good, this is one of those, okay, we need to get to halftime now and regroup for the second half.
Yeah, had a good first quarter out of the gate. Devin Booker was strong. Paul struggled a bit. A lot of complaining, a lot of trying to find his space. The usual, hey, I'm in the air, even though I'm three quarters of the court from the basket and complaining when a foul's given, whatever. All fun and excitement. I am surprised that we went a full hour without you doing a Bermanism to celebrate his birthday today.
Well, you know, I was just kind of waiting a little bit for the
67.
Yes. Shut up. I was just waiting a little bit. I can't just give you the Berman stuff right away all the time. I mean, I can't do that for you. You know,
well, it had been a little bit since we've done it, and yeah, on his birthday, I figured I would get an overload, TJ.
I kind of like Tyshirt, the philosophy of, yeah, I can't just do it every time you want something. Oh, I can't do it. Oh, I can't play songs.
It's good to have him back in the booth. He's aged quite a bit.
Yeah, Tyshirt. Alex Tyshirt is back. What did you MC an anime convention? What did you do in
First
Vegas?
Off, do not disrespect it. It's called anime, and yes, I was
That's
in Las
said.
Vegas.
I said it's an anime. Did you?
Yeah.
What did you do?
And
what
I said
you
Batman. You say the Batman. So
no,
no. Yeah, I was in Vegas. I was the MC for a major convention. It was called Cars and Anime Con. Be My Secret, and I was the head MC.
It was called. Wait, what was it called?
Cars and Anime Con, and the sponsor logo for it was Be My Secret.
So it's about cars and anime. So it's in My Cousin Vinny, pool and chicken.
Right? Yes. Yes.
Can we get another sponsor to do it? Yeah, how about we get a car company? Great. Oh, then we can have the event. That'll work out great. All right, fine. But it went well?
It went extremely well. So now I'm the main MC for all the events moving forward. So thank you for asking.
Did you mention
the show? Did you get that on paper?
Yes, signed paper, everything.
Did you mention the show that, hey, I'm Alex Teichert from Fox Sports Radio?
Yeah, I just told them that everybody's taking our takes. That's all I said, and they loved it.
Oh, okay, good, okay. Did anybody take your anime takes?
Yes, that's why I continued the show name and kept it going, because people took my
takes. That's
good.
If you can get Annie May in from the Twilight Singers, I'd appreciate it.
Okay, I can do that.
There you go.
Jason, do you ever remember that old anime Dragon Ball Z? Did you ever watch that?
Oh, yeah, I remember Dragon Ball Z, sure.
Yeah, there was a lot of prominent voice actors there from that show back in the day, so I got to interview them and everything. It was a great time.
A lot of cosplayers. Any good ones on your photo roll?
I have a couple I'll send you, Mike. Yes.
Okay, oh, boy. All right. So, congratulations and welcome back, my friend.
Thank you, my guys.
Very nice. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Now, before we get to something involving Marvel, Phase 4, and the NFL, I got to say, when I made my preseason baseball predictions, I said this is the best year for the Yankees because they're kind of under the radar and no one's predicting them to do anything. This is the year the Yankees go to the World Series. And who did I tell you was
gonna, true? But sure.
And who did I tell you was going to be the MVP? Aaron Judge was going to be the MVP this season. The big contract year. He's working on all kinds of stuff.
Yep.
Well, what did Aaron Judge just do? Let's hear it.
Swung on and hit in the air to deep left field. That ball is high. It is far. It is gone. It's a game-winning walk-off three-run home run by Aaron Judge. He hit it a mile and a half in the left field seats. So Judge, a Judgian blast. And here he comes. Here comes the Judge. He drills a walk-off three-run, one-out, ninth-inning home run. And the Yankees win the ballgame 6-5.
So there it is. Yankees radio network on the call. It was high. It was far. It was a Judgian blast for Aaron Judge. They win the game in a walk-off. And I'll tell you what. The Yankee, for a sport that really gains a lot of momentum when the Yankees are good, it's time to start talking about this because they now have the best record in baseball. They don't have the most wins in baseball. You know, the Mets also have 21 wins. But the Yankees are rolling. I mean, look, they had a 10-game win streak now. They got a plus 50 run differential. They are getting everything. And it's not that the Yankees are any more talented than they were a year ago. It's not like they made big moves in the offseason. No, the Yankees came in where the Yankees need to be. The last few years when they have been, hey, front and center, all right, it's hard to handle that pressure, and now they're not, and that's why I like the Yankees this year, because it was a perfect situation for them coming in. Hey, the other teams in our division are getting a lot of attention. The Blue Jays are getting a lot of attention. The White Sox are one of the favorites in the American League. The Astros are back. Hey, we're just one of what potentially be good teams, and they were able to stay out of the limelight, and look at this start they've had to the season here. The Yankees are 100% legit, man. This is some kind of year for them.
Yeah, I mean, when we go back to what we were looking at to start the season, our preseason odds, the Yankees were plus 200 to win the East, plus 525 to win the American League. So they were there right with the White Sox. So not as big a dark horse as you'd like, but certainly not as many talking points as a Yankees team would normally generate, because some questions, and really, I think we got more caught up in Aaron Judge's contract than talking about the team when we got to spring training, after we got through all the lockout nonsense and everything else.
Well, it's a lot of money, and we like to talk about money. It's money.
Well,
man,
but that's
money,
my point,
here,
is
money,
that
there.
You know, we on one hand, we got the Cleveland Browns backing up Brinks trucks for Deshaun Watson, and concurrently, we had the Aaron Judge saying, yeah, that's not same money, not same money. I can't do that. And passed it up, and everybody looking around going, that's $250 million that you're telling them to beat it on. But thus far, just deciding, hey, bet on myself. And you know how much I love that. When it goes wrong, we have to talk about it, but we acknowledge it. Right back when Dennis Schroeder had his reported $84 million offer from the Lakers and opted not to sign it, things went badly for him. Still making money, but he's never going to reclaim, you know, the proper percentage plus any growth on that money. But for Aaron Judge, same thing. All right, let's see what you got. Price of poker in baseball for star players continues to go up. So a good season from him and a good placing by the Yankees, and away we go. 21-8, winners over the Blue Jays. Remember when we said, hey, they're going to have this great home field advantage. All right, they're 10-6 at home, which is all fine and good. But, you know, on the road, 7-8.
Yeah.
They play just as many on the road, Jason. Got to win games.
I know. You said that like George Costanza. They play just as many on the road, Jerry. I'm trying to get more home games for the Yankees. I'm trying to get 150 home games. Play the Yankees. Say they go on the road 12 times. Then go play the East.
The other part that I'm starting to get tired of, and I saw this when Stanton hit his home run in the sixth, is everybody complaining about dimensions of ballparks. You know that wouldn't have been a home run in other stadiums. It doesn't matter. They're playing at Yankee Stadium. It's a home run. Get over it.
Man, Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. So we got more baseball coming up in a bit. We'll have John Paul Morosi stopping by with us, going to have some fun with him. But, you know, with what we've seen now so far with Marvel Phase 4, the new movies come out. 5 new movies have come out now, right? Everybody's talking about, let's order the movies. What are the best movies in Marvel Phase 4? Now with Doctor Strange out and everybody watching. Let's do something a little bit different. All right, we'll put the movies in order, right, of how good they are, right? Just the 5 movies now in Phase 4. And I will tell you which movie is which NFL team. How about that? Which Marvel Phase 4 movies is which NFL team?
Now, that is an interesting conceptually. I like this.
All right, so here we go. You ready? Do we want to count down or do we want to go from number one?
You got to go 5 up.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
I mean, we got to do it like Casey Kasem would have.
Sure.
I mean, his name's still on the studio in that hallway.
It is.
We got to show love to the legend.
Number five,
Shang-Chi. All right. Shang-Chi is the worst of the 5 movies now in Marvel Phase 4. And if Shang-Chi was a football team, they'd be the Carolina Panthers. Right? They started off really well. And then just with a lot of star power, it kind of goes nowhere. I needed more superhero stuff. You had more stars, and kind of Shang-Chi had the great bus scene, and then there wasn't a lot of superhero stuff. Kind of like the Panthers who, hey, they started out 3-0, and Darnold was great, and then, oh, boy, they stunk, and they went back to Cam Newton at one point. So Shang-Chi would be the Panthers.
Yeah, I mean, we may have to re-rank these because I kind of like that one, but no, it's tough when you're getting compared to the Panthers. Was there something missing, you know, about a third of the way through the movie that you decided just disappeared, kind of like Christian McCaffrey?
Oh, see, there you go. Yeah, yeah. It just kind of, you started out and it was good and it was exciting, it was fun, and then it just fell off a cliff, and you're like, wow, this is a tough one. This is a tough one. All right, number four.
Number four.
The Eternals. The Eternals, if they were a football team, would be the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
They have some star power. Not kind of sure how good they really are or where they fit for relevancy. They've had a little bit of – they have a big cast, but I don't know where it fits or really just how good overall it is and where it fits. So the Eternals would be the Arizona Cardinals.
I need to give that another look-see because I got bored and never finished it.
Wow. Okay.
I'm not kidding. Like, I don't care about any of these characters. Much like the second half of seasons, we really, outside of fantasy purposes, and will they or won't they, we haven't really cared about the Cardinals because we've watched them disappear time and time again.
Okay,
as if they
all
were
right.
Sucked into another portal.
Okay, all right. Doctor Strange.
Number 3.
Doctor Strange would be number 3. Doctor Strange would be the New England Patriots. Some really good things, some great parts to it, others not so much. Is it overrated? Maybe a little bit. Is it still fun? Yeah. Is it really good? We're not quite sure. We're not quite sure how good Doctor Strange is. Just like the Patriots and Mac Jones, not quite sure how good they are. So Doctor Strange is the Patriots.
Ooh, that's not a bad one. I kind of dig that. I you could also use the San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah, true. Could be the 49ers.
Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah. Yeah, it could be the Vikings.
Because, I mean, every once in a while they'll taunt you with something great.
Mm-hmm.
And then they kind of let you down. And I know a lot of folks, friends of mine that saw Doctor Strange that felt a little let down with a couple of character development, you know, lacking, shall we say, the final push and emotional relevance that it should have had.
Number two. Black Widow. And if Black Widow was a football team, it would be the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
Better than we thought. Right? Better than we thought. A lot of twists and turns. There's the impact. We're kind of unsure. There seems like there's a lot of fake drama. Like there's a lot of fake drama in the Black Widow prequel. And there's fake drama going on with Tua and the talent. But Black Widow, okay, interesting twists and turns. Black Widow would be the Miami Dolphins.
So Yelena is Jalen Waddle.
Okay, sure.
Where you have this overall performance and you go, wow, look at the numbers. on that. And I think Black Widow got screwed because of the way it had to be released.
I know, but it was Black Widow.
Not to mention all the legal issues that fell out of that, which we were interested observers here. I don't think I've had as many great conversations about business and law as I did with my daughters when all of that was going on with Black Widow.
And number one. The best movie of Marvel Phase 4 clearly is No Way Home. If No Way Home was a football team, they would be the Buffalo Bills. It's all of a sudden, bam.
Who's
their
Flash?
Top five? All of a sudden, bam, top five. Like, all of a sudden, No Way Home shows up, and it's one of the top five Marvel movies of all time. All of a sudden, the Bills went from, hey, the Bills are pretty good, to, whoa, the Bills are one of the top four or five teams in the NFL. It happened just like that. No Way Home would be the Buffalo Bills.
Ooh, I like that. With Wong and Flash, I mean, we've got a little bit of extra to that, right?
Yeah, so I don't know who would Flash be. Flash is kind of tough. Flash might have been.
He would have been Cole Beasley last year.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah, Flash would have been Cole Beasley, yes.
A lot of jabbering. A lot of talking.
Yeah, Flash would have been Cole Beasley. I like it. I dig it. I like it. So there you go. There's our Marvel Phase 4 movie NFL teams rankings, the top five, and we rank the five movies in Marvel
That's
Phase
pretty
4.
Good.
And if they were NFL teams.
Top five rankings, baby. Yeah, look what we did there.
Yeah. Dealing with a dead battery, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like free battery testing and free battery charging. Their free battery testing can help you know if you need a new battery or not. And if you do happen to need a replacement battery, they can help with that too. They got reliable replacement batteries starting at just $79.99, and they're the only place you can find proven tough Duralast batteries. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. Well, coming up next is one of my big, bold predictions about to come true. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed...
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
I'm an ass man.
Live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. Right now in the NBA, Phoenix leads Dallas 61-50. Dallas had the lead early, but now the Suns on a big run. It has been a big night from Devin Booker, who now has 24 points, 10 out of 14 from the floor. Everything he is throwing up is going in. And Chris Paul with 4 points in 22 minutes. This has been the Devin Booker show in the last quarter and a half for the Phoenix Suns. Meanwhile, it's been the Mets and Yankees show in Major League Baseball so far. I'm ready for the Mets-Yankees World Series. Is our next guest ready for that? He is Fox Sports Radio, MLB Network.
Here we go now.
Insider extraordinaire. You can follow him on Twitter at John Morosi. It is John Paul Morosi who is here with all of the big – I mean, there's no other teams besides the Mets and Yankees, John Paul. Most wins in Major League Baseball. I'm ready for the World Series. I'm ready.
Well, good evening, my friends. And I have to say this. Actually, I'm here in Michigan tonight, and the ball that Aaron Judge just hit landed through my window and landed in my office here tonight. It happened literally – a minute ago, about 20 minutes after takeoff in New York, it has landed here in Michigan. That is how far he hit it. My goodness, what a shot. It looked like Romano missed his spot there by about 6 inches, which in baseball is a big miss. And he missed to the wrong guy. Because Aaron Judge, I love it when the narratives about, oh, he turned down the contract extension, he's going to be distracted this year, all that talk, he does not appear distracted to me. I'm not sure how you guys feel, but when you watch him right now, my goodness, he's having a tremendous start to the season. Swing looks great, confident, focused. Some incredible moments already this year, and will the Yankees regret not signing him? I I wonder how that will all play out in the wintertime, but it is really hard to imagine this team without number 99 because he has been one of the more dynamic players in baseball this season.
Well, old rule of thumb, though, JP, if a guy wants to go and bet on himself and put something away, he's got something to prove. So everybody wins.
Well, that's a great point, Mike, and we have to see how it all unfolds. And if at the end of the day the Yankees win a World Series, sorry, Jason, if they do, if they win a World Series with him starring and going off and signing for $300 million somewhere, which, who knows, could be possible, they have to accept that result. And I think right now, all things considered, it's actually a really interesting question. If you told a Yankee fan that you're going to win a World Series this year, but then you're going to watch Judge sign with one of your rivals, would you take that deal today? And I think that you would, because you want that championship. It's been since 2009, which is a long wait. If you look at what the Yankees' history says, and then those fans are ready to win a World Series, even if it means having to take the subway to go play Jason's Mets.
It's happening, JP. It's happening. I'm ready.
Listen, every week we talk, and every week Mike is waiting for me to come on and say, now, Jason, you need to temper your expectations. You need to really aim a little lower here because of all these concerns that we're seeing. I have not seen any concerns, really. This team, you know, I really think one of the key dynamics that I've witnessed with this team has been Diaz and his consistency. I mean, that has been a really important part of the club. We knew the rotation would probably be strong even without DeGrom. It has been. The bullpen, I think, even some new names like Shreve, I think he's been good. And then the lineup. I look at this Mets lineup, guys, you know, 1 through 9, the quality of the at-bats that we see in the second half of the lineup objectively is one of the very best that we see anywhere in Major League Baseball. So I'm right there with you. I think, Jason, I would, you know, we've been friends for a long time. I would tell you the truth if I thought that I had to level with you and say, your team might not be as good as you think it is. I think the team is exactly as good as
well,
you think it is.
There you go, JP. Let me have a little bit of fun with this then. As well as they play, then that means more national TV games, more national windows, which hitting coach Eric Chavez says, hey, the ball is better on national TV games and flies farther. So, advantage Mets in that situation, if there was any truth to that whatsoever.
You know, that's a very interesting point that Eric has brought up. I will say this, many of the times that I'm at the ballpark, it is for a national TV game that we are working on MLB Network, and a lot of the games that we have done have actually been quite low scoring. So I would say that has not been my experience in the national TV games that we are doing. I really believe, and there's been a lot of focus on the ball, there's no question about it. The humidors are having an impact all around the game. I'll make this point. While run scoring is down, strikeouts are also down a little bit. It is tiny, but it is down. And so I actually think that the overall product has been good this year. I will stand by that statement. We can talk about, is the ball traveling as far as it should? Probably not, based on some of the exit velocities that have been translated and looked at and analyzed. I think the weather could have some effect on that. The ball certainly has some effect, but the weather does too. Climate change, other different dynamics, the heaviness of the air, climate in the spring, different things like that, I'm sure are having some level of involvement here. I really think we need to wait until the summer rolls around before we make a more complete assessment of what's happening. There's no question baseball is looking at the baseball and will continue to, and they're still probably trying to find that secret sauce between how the ball looks now and the composition, how it behaves and moves, and how you're allowing pitchers to get a little more of a grip on the ball. I think that's the next key question, whether it's a grip element, whatever it might be. I think that has to be reckoned with here pretty soon.
Yeah, all that's great, JP. What's the Mets' magic number? What is the magic number? We have a 7-game lead. What is the magic number?
I can start to calculate it. Now, remember, it's wins by – it's 162 minus the number of wins minus the number of losses by the second-place team, right? Isn't that how you do it? I believe it is.
Yeah, so the Mets' magic number is now, I think it's about 30. I think it's 30, is it right? No.
It might be a little higher than that. A little bit.
All right, so listen, we're 30 games into the season. For most teams, they're sitting here 30 games in. It's a good time to ask you this question. Now, outside of the Mets, because clearly the Mets, what are your couple of biggest surprises so far this season that you see? Whether it's a player, whether it's a team, what are your I didn't expect this season, good or bad. What's a couple of things that's like, boy, hey, at this 30-game mark here, this is what's kind of surprised me.
Angels being in first place is huge. Their pitching has been excellent in the rotation that they traded out, changed out four-fifths of their rotation from the beginning of last year to now. And names like Patrick Sandoval, of course, Syndergaard coming over, Lorenzen, they've really made a huge impact. So I love what the Angels have done, in addition to the usual guys that we talk about with them, Otani and Trout. Rendon obviously had a huge weekend against his former team as well. The Red Sox being disappointing surprises me. I thought they would regress a little bit. I did not think they would go from within two games of the World Series last year to now being in last place. The Tigers also have scuffled early on this season. I think in the other side, I really like what the Brewers have done. I think they've been impressive. I'm waiting for the Marlins to really break out. And then I think out west, don't sleep on the Padres. They're a good ball club. I really think that they are still a bit under the radar relative to the Dodgers. But when you look at Clevinger coming back now, this is a really good ball club. So I really like what we're seeing right now from the Padres.
No, wait. No, what you're missing? Because for 8 years in a row now, you've picked the Mariners, and the Mariners are in the middle of the pack in the AL West. You picked them 8 years in a row. You've picked the Mariners to win this division.
I was going to say that I had to take that responsibility, guys, for being wrong, probably again. And my dear brother-in-law, Justin, in Seattle, who's a big Mariners fan, I don't know what to tell him, because I keep saying I believe in your team, and he basically is sort of saying, maybe you shouldn't. Maybe you're the problem. Maybe you need to find a different team to have a crush on and leave us alone. And I think that might be where I have to go. So maybe come 2023, I will not pick the Mariners to make the playoffs. Find a new team, John. Find a new team. So I may have to do that.
It is still early, though. Still early. Hey, if they were located anywhere other than historic Cincinnati, would we be calling for Las Vegas to take on the Reds?
Man. It's a dire situation right now. And obviously, these are sort of separate but related topics. I do believe that in the next 10 years we'll have a team in Vegas. I believe that'll happen. I think Nashville is not far behind in terms of a very desirable market for baseball. But the Reds, the size of the crowds, the disappointment in the market and what might happen next. And by the way, I'm not convinced they're done making trades. I think Luis Castillo could well be on his way as two now that he's back. So it's just, guys, it's a really downcast way to begin a season, because it is a great baseball town. I've had wonderful experiences covering games in that ballpark. Just devoted fans. It's just a tough, tough way to begin the year. And I think you're right. If it wasn't for the history there, you'd look at the stands and say, man, I'm not sure if it's going to work. I do believe they'll come back, but it's going to take a while.
You can follow him on Twitter at Mets. That's at Mets. That's at John Morosi. That is JonMorosi. Fox Sports Radio, MLB Network, Insider Extraordinaire. JP, are you going out to do the NHL playoffs at some point? When does that start for you?
Great question. This year, I'm not sure if it's going to work out for my schedule to do the full series again, but I've been watching it, and my goodness, what a win for the Maple Leafs tonight. Austin Matthews, the pride of Scottsdale, Arizona, the hero for the Leafs tonight. Huge 4-3 win over the Lightning.
There it is. He's got it all. JP, thanks a bunch, buddy. We'll talk to you next week, man.
Guys.
Have fun.
Thank you.
See you, buddy.
All right.
Great stuff there from John Paul Morosi. Look, he's going to pick the Mariners again. He's going to say no. He's going to pick the Mariners again. He's got to. He's going to do it.
It's a tradition.
Yeah. No, he has to. Because that's what me. When I pick a team and they don't do it for me and I say, oh, I'm backing away, I go, you know, the next year is when they're going to do it. And I got to pick them again. And I got to
pick
them. So I wind up going through it like 4 or 5 years.
That you just say, I'm done. You screwed me last year. I'm not going back for more.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call. And with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Right now in the NBA, getting to the end of the third quarter, and it is Phoenix absolutely thumping Dallas. They just get a steal and an alley-oop. It is now an 82-60 lead nearing the end of the third quarter. So the Suns are going to go to the fourth quarter with a 22-point lead. Yep. And looking like they have reestablished control of this series. It was pretty good in the early going for the Mavericks, but it has been all Phoenix since the early part of the second quarter. And we'll have more on this game coming up in a few minutes, but Phoenix is just absolutely absolutely thumping them right now. It's nice to know that, hey, big teams have problems, and they have worse problems than you have. And if for you want to point out, hey, what teams are tire fires and train wrecks and all kinds of stuff, well, I present to you the Los Angeles Lakers, right? And the Lakers are the worst kind of train wreck, because the Lakers are the worst kind of a mess because they think they're good and know what they're doing, but they really don't. Right? Like, if you know, hey, we're a mess and we got to figure stuff out. We know we're now. We got to fire a GM. We need a new head coach. We need to do a lot of things. Okay, you're a mess and you know you need to take care of it. Like the Jets, they know we're a tire fire. Okay, let's get a new GM. Let's get a new head coach. Let's do all these things. Okay, we know. But the Lakers think everything is fine. Like, they think everything's going out. We're doing everything great. Jeannie Buss, Lakers owner, did an interview with the LA Times today saying that she has been getting advice on what to do with the Lakers from some familiar people, including Phil Jackson, Magic Johnson. Yeah. Magic Johnson, who left the Lakers a year and a half ago because he couldn't
made up,
say
though.
What was
like
going on.
They always said they were like brother, sister. I mean, you even saw it in Winning Time. They're about the same age.
But he wasn't mad at Jeannie. He was just mad at Rob Pelinka and all the other guys he had to leave.
Right.
But now Jeannie's talking to Magic and Phil Jackson and LeBron James about, quote, hard decisions. So she's talking to all of these people and she says, quote, I will make the hard decisions because that's what you have to do. Wow. Okay, so Jeannie Buss is talking to Phil Jackson, who they dated for a long time, and now they're out around town having breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever, in her words.
But she's listening to Phil. Down to the pancake houses here in the South Bay. That's where he
used
to
see that, right?
He was in town. I used to see him all the time.
Yeah, I'd like seeing. Oh, here's Jeannie and Phil. Maybe they're rekindling their romance, and who knows?
She says no.
No, but you never
strictly
know.
Strictly business.
No, I'm having dinner with Phil all over Los Angeles. I don't know. But now, here she is now. I'm getting advice from Magic, from LeBron, from Phil Jackson. All right. Rob Pelinka is the general manager of the Los Angeles Lakers. This is such a train wreck, and the Lakers don't think there's anything wrong with this. They're trying to fix the team, and what are we going to do? We're going to talk to our best player. We're going to talk to a former front office guy who left but then came back and now is not really back, and I'm going to talk to the former head coach who I dated, and now he's not really back officially with the team, but they're going to tell. You have 1,000 people that are saying this is what you should do with the Los Angeles Lakers. All right, how is this going to work out?
Don't forget Kurt Rambis.
You tell me. And Linda Rambis. Don't forget Kurt and Linda Rambis, both of them at the same time.
But Seth, Linda doesn't have anything to do with basketball.
She's got something to do with running the Lakers. I mean, it's another person. How is this going to work out? Tell me one team that you think is a mess that has this kind of situation going on. All right? Some of the teams that you walk around and go, man, I can't believe I'm this team. The Houston Texans don't have enough people like this giving advice. Can you imagine the general manager saying, yeah, I'm talking to a lot of different people about how to fix this. You're the owner, the GM. You should know how to fix it. You should know what you want. I don't want to hear I'm canvassing the country and getting 1,000 different bits of input. All this tells me is that we don't know what we're doing. Right? It's just like the nationwide coaching search that, well, we're going to leave no stone unturned for our next head coach. So in other words, you don't know what you want, and you're hoping to stumble on something and get wowed by it. When I hear Jeannie Buss say, I'm just going to talk to all the legends and our players and former coaches and former players, how's that going to work? They're all going to be on the same page and all give her the same bit of advice? That's what she's going to do? This is why the Lakers are where they are. They got lucky a couple of years ago when they finally had it going. They got Anthony Davis. They go into the bubble, and they win the championship. But now you're seeing exactly the level of dysfunction that the Lakers have. No other team has this level of dysfunction with this many people, this many cooks in the kitchen of saying, this is what I think we should do. And the owner saying, I'll listen to everybody. You know, why not just take emails from fans about what you think should happen? Hey, send me an email. Let me know. Well, let me know what trades you think I should make. I'll listen to you guys because I don't know how to do it. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, curiosity, obviously. Interview done with our buddy Bill Plaschke, my former teammate on Sunday mornings here at Fox Sports Radio. Longtime columnist. Everybody knows the deal. I mean, I think the word disappointed worked in there about 15 times in her answers. And we talk about the value and how cool it is to have the idea of a family business / quote, mom and pop shop,
right? Because that's how the Lakers have been described for a long time, including by our friend Mr. Blaschke. But there's also, you're insulated, so you can't see the forest for the trees and get the proper perspective of things, especially when you have folks who've been around the organization for 40 years. Or you have a former coach, and look, Phil, for X's and O's and what you're doing on the court, great, but had his shot at front office management. Didn't work quite so well. Magic, we know what Magic is in this process. With LeBron and Clutch Sports, you have the fight there. But all in all, unless you change the principles that are in the room and sounding boards, the product remains the same, right? The variables and the equation doesn't change.
Twitter at How About a Fresca. Mike at Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon. Coming up next, we get back into the biggest NBA story of the day. This is Fox.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.